Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
Hi, and welcome to this special editor's edition of the American Patchwork and Quilting podcast, brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Pat Sloan turned over the reins to us today to tell you a little bit about what's going on with American Patchwork and Quilting magazine. I'm Linda Augsburg, the editorial content chief for American Patchwork and Quilting, and Elizabeth Beasy is here with me. She's the senior editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and we've got some fun and exciting things coming up for the next year of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine. The first thing that we typically do every year, well before the year starts, of course, is pick an overall theme for the year. And this theme applies to all of the magazines in our group, including Quilts & More magazine and Make It Yourself magazine as well. And this year's theme is Explore. Now, we had a lot of brainstorming that went on, and we really just kind of ended up circling around this idea of what does Explore mean to you as a quilter? And so, Elizabeth, what are some thoughts you had about that?
Well, one thing we really liked about the word explore is I think most of us as quilters, we're always looking for that new next thing. We're always wanting to try something new, maybe try out a different color scheme, learn something about, you know, a new personality that we've never met before. So we just loved how that explore offered up all of those different ideas.
Well, and I think it's fun to challenge yourself to explore something new, whether that's, in, like you said, a new technique, a new way of looking at something or doing something. But it wasn't just like, you know, what's your path? It was really also how do you expand your knowledge and let the creativity take you to different places than you might normally, you know, tend to go.
Or that you might totally not even expect.
Exactly.
I think... kind of, for instance, some of the things that we've got coming up are, you know, how is a quilt designed? Is that, you'll see that in a couple issues later. You know, it's not a path that is a straight line for most quilt designers. So we want to explore some of those avenues and, like, what worked, what didn't, where they ended up with, and was it anywhere near they thought they would start with. So those kind of, we're gonna take some trips, I guess you'd say.
Exactly.
Take some side trips, too. So... kind of like this this conversation is. But
so speaking of exploring, you'd said exploring with the experts. So we're really pulling in some industry names, some contacts, some folks that we know who really are experts in what they do. And we're hoping that they're going to be able to help us present to you not just this high, lofty idea of what, you know, how to do a technique or how to try something different, but really those nitty-gritty, here's your step-by-step guide so you yourself can go home and emulate that and try it how they try it and see where it takes you.
Mm-hmm. And really kind of delving in, I think a lot of people are great teachers, but then there are... some things that even they don't know that they do that are awesome. So mm-hmm. trying to get into the heart of how do you do this particular thing and what is it that really will help readers to just have actual, genuine success.
Yeah.
So,
well, and expand their knowledge base.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't wait to see what some of our experts come up with this year. I know they're also going to be offering us throughout issues tips and things like that with our experts and really from staff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, tying that into how we can help people do something differently or, you know, here's a different way to approach this technique.
Mm-hmm. And also just kind of showing some of the different tools and things. Just, you know, a lot of times, even though I'm an editor, so this kind of hurts to say, but a picture can be worth 1,000 words.
It sure can.
No, I don't get paid by the, I don't get paid by the word, but,
nope.
So just revealing in a photo what, would take 1,000,000 words to say, or just at a glance, you say, huh, I never, knew that even looked like that, or, you know, it just can solve a lot of questions that you never even knew you had.
So we'll be providing readers a little more information than even we have in the past to help them succeed with their projects.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yep. Second thing we're going to explore is the ever-popular phenomenon of row quilts. So we're going to take that row quilt idea and do it in a uniquely American patchwork and quilting approach. And the issue that actually this starts with is the February 2016 issue, which goes on sale tomorrow.
Yep. So that what we're doing with this row quilt, we had the amazing Pat Sloan, your radio podcast host, design for us an exclusive pattern that is just for our readers. And we are splitting it into six different rows, some of which will be repeated. So it's not just a six row quilt. Anyway, so you'll get instructions for one row in every quilt or in every issue of the magazine. And then at the end of the year, you'll also get the instructions for putting it together. We are calling it a mystery quilt because you do not know what the entire thing is until you're done. I'm sorry, but it is adorable.
Yes, you're going to love it. So just play along.
And what Pat has done, I think just brilliantly, is combine multiple techniques, none of which are hard, but there are stitch and flip corners, there's fusible applique, there's strip piecing. I just think it's adorable.
Yep. Well, and I think it's a great way to kind of try some of those skills, not on a full quilt, but just in one row.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a sampler quilt. I know everyone's kind of done those, and I love actually seeing sampler row quilt kind of things.
Yes.
Just because it's not, I don't necessarily adore the look of a sampler quilt, I'll say. Just, you know, like every single block is different. But I really like the idea of six different rows, you know, that have different blocks, and I can try everything.
Absolutely. And
so maybe not all of us, but I'm definitely making my version of this quilt. So what Pat did, she made in her boutiques that actually come out in February. So it's called Hometown Girl, and it's from Moda Fabrics. But I am totally going to make mine in 30s prints.
So, oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So we're encouraging people to make your own version, or, you know, make it just like Pat's. That's totally fine. But throughout the year, we'll be sharing our versions on social media. And we'll talk a little bit about that more in an upcoming segment.
All right. The other thing that we're introducing for the next year is another twist on the idea explore, and that's how to quilt things. I still think there's a lot of quilters out there who are intimidated by the quilting process, who don't enjoy the actual quilting process. They piece a lot of tops, but they just don't really either embrace that quilting or even sometimes quilt it at all. I think there's a lot of tops stashed in corners.
Exactly.
So we talked a little bit early on in the brainstorming sessions about how do we help people with that second part, which is the quilting.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's not necessarily also that people don't enjoy that part. They're stuck. They don't know either how to do it or what to do. So, again, with the expert friends of ours, we went to three different quilters, Leah Day, Amanda Murphy, and Angela Walters, and asked them to come up with a different way to quilt one of the blocks that is in the issue. So we're calling it just quilt it three ways, and it's the last page of every issue this year. And if February is any indication, you are going to see some wildly different quilts or quilting designs from these three ladies. So why we picked these ladies, first of all, they're all awesome quilters. One of them, Angela, she quilts on a long arm quilting machine.
Mm-hmm.
Leah Day does only on her home machine. And I think Amanda Murphy does both. So what we're doing is showing you a picture on the back page of each of these blocks. And then we did our famous quilting diagrams that we love to do.
Which I love, yeah. Yes.
And we put those in the pattern pack of the magazine so that you can see both, again, the pictures, and then having that quilting diagram just kind of reveals what it is that they did. So you'll see that for every one of those in every issue.
And what I love the most is that it's a block from a project in the issue. So not only do you have the quilting diagram for that project along with that project, but then you've got three other options. So you really have a great assortment of designs, you know, depending on your skill level and what you want to tackle, really some great inspiration there.
Yeah, because we did a Lemoyne star block for the first issue, and there are really differing levels of skill that mm-hmm. you will need to quilt the different quilts. But they also, each one is offering a tip or a reason, you know, how I came up with this and what inspired me to come up with the quilting design. So even if you don't love the quilt that they came up with or the quilting design that they came up with, you can look at their insight and see how is it that they come up with different quilting designs.
That's the part I think is the hardest. I know so many quilters that have the technical skills of quilting, but every time they look at a new quilt top, they're still thinking, what am I going to do?
Yeah, when you look at that blank slate and you're like, I could do anything, and now I don't know what to do.
So, exactly.
And this also will be helpful, you know, if you have an idea when you take it to a long arm quilter. So this is not just for people who quilt it themselves. This is for, you know, if you, I think most long arm quilters love it if you come in with an idea
sure.
of what it is that you're looking for.
Exactly. Thanks so much for telling us all about the new Explore features. When we come back from this break, we will talk more about some other fun things that are coming up for 2016. So stay tuned.
Boost your sewing skills from start to finish with daily tips from the editors of American Patchwork and Quilting. Visit tips.allpeoplequilt.com for inspiration. Like American Patchwork and Quilting on Facebook for daily quilting inspiration, tips, and giveaways. Find us at facebook.com/APQ magazine. See our editors share their tips, ideas, and techniques by visiting allpeoplequilt.com and clicking on videos.
Here's a special offer just for radio listeners. Get 2 full years of American Patchwork and Quilting delivered right to your door for less than half the cost on the newsstand. You won't miss an issue that's packed with never-before-seen projects from top designers, complete materials lists for all projects, and easy-to-use pull-out patterns and quilting diagrams. Subscribe today online, and you'll also get a free downloadable pattern. Check it out. Go to allpeoplequilt.com.
Follow American Patchwork and Quilting on Pinterest to find ideas for bags, baby projects, pillowcases, storage and organization, and more. Visit Pinterest.com/APQ magazine to join the fun.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Linda Augsburg from American Patchwork and Quilting, and I'm here with Elizabeth Beasy, also from American Patchwork and Quilting, and we're talking a little more about our plans for the magazine for 2016. So one of the things we just spoke of was the row quilt that we have in the starting off in the February 2016 issue. And we talked about being able to see other versions of that. Now, we do have a hashtag set up for that, don't we?
We do. So one thing we're kind of focusing on this year is just the ways that you can get social with us in all of the different things that we're doing. We know that you guys love, and we love, seeing the different versions
absolutely.
That people are making, or what fabrics they're using, or how they're making it different, or anyway, so as I was saying, I'm doing the row quilt. I'm going to do that in 1930s prints. Mm-hmm. And so we'll use the hashtag APQRowQuilt. And then you can, you know, kind of follow along and feel free to also share them. But if you don't want to quilt along with us, you don't have to. Just you can come and look at people's things with that hashtag.
Exactly. Sometimes it's just seeing something in another fabric that, you know, inspires you, makes you fall in love with it all over again, that kind of thing. So I love that we can share photos on Instagram using that hashtag for the row quilt. Again, it's APQ row quilt. And they can also share those photos on Facebook with us, right? They can just post it to our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Perfect. We have some other fun things that people are doing along with us. Now, last year in January, we kicked off the APQ resolutions, where every month we posted a new number. We had you all make a list of 12 projects that you wanted to finish this year. And every month we posted
but
a number.
UFOs. Not
but
just...
UFOs, right, right.
That things not were new projects.
Exactly. Good clarification.
Yeah.
Things that you really just wanted to get done and off your plate. And really part of that is, you know, that beginning of the year, there's so many things that you've got half finished or you put away. You know, time to dig those out, get them done. I think there's a huge weight that's lifted off your shoulders when that project's finished and it's not just hanging over your head.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that again this year. So in the next week or so, the downloadable sheet will be up online and you can download your own 12-line sheet of paper that has the project and where it is in process. And then as we draw numbers each month, whatever number we draw, that's the project you go and get and you can work on it all month long. And even if you don't finish it in that month, you're rolling on it again.
Yeah, and you've still made progress on it.
Exactly.
And so that has a hashtag as well.
It does. It's APQ resolution. And you can see on there, you know, the staff has played along with that. It really started as a staff challenge that we thought, well, gosh, if we're so excited about it, we're sure our readers will be as well. And so we've been trying to post our photos up there as well and make progress on some of those UFOs. I hate to say it, but I think we're just as guilty, if not more so, that we have a lot of UFOs in our stash. So it's nice that I've been really glad to get some of those done and at least made progress on. Like I said, even if they're not finished, I've worked on them. I got re-inspired by them, and mm-hmm. that's a lot of fun too.
Or even if you don't get re-inspired, kind of one thing I was thinking about recently, it's like there are just some UFOs that I don't want to finish as an actual quilt, but I could use that UFO time to work on that one, make it into a quilt back. I mean, like here, add mm-hmm. enough fabric to it that it will be a good size quilt backing. I could call that done. So
yes.
There you go.
That is, I think you can call that done too. We have, however you want to get it done. Some people may even take those UFOs and say, let's cut it up into pieces and use it in a totally different way. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, revisit those projects that you've abandoned for some reason. And let this be the impetus. You don't know which one you're going to start this month, but when we draw the number, we announce it on Facebook and Instagram. And you can check in there once a month on the 1st and just see where you're at and what are you going to work on this month.
Super exciting. We got lots of mysteries and stuff.
We do.
Apparently we like surprises. Woohoo.
It's a fun year for surprises.
Yeah.
Speaking of sharing photos with us and sharing things with us, are there ways that readers can share photos with us?
Yeah. We love to see what you're working on, whether it's something for yourself or a gift or just what you're all doing. And so you can always post photos of what you're working on our Facebook page. You can also tag us on Instagram with All People Quilt. But we'd love to have you actually email us those photos at apq@meredith.com. That's apq@meredith.com. And we don't have only one page devoted to that anymore, so we don't have our I Am a Quilter page, but we love to see those photos and we like to share them in our Sew in the Know section of the magazine.
Exactly.
We also like to repost things on Facebook as well. Speaking of that, in the February issue, we've just got a great story. It's one of the very early, not very early, but it's a quilt from 2001 that Marty Michelle did, a Seven Sisters quilt. And we actually have a picture of seven sisters and their mother, all with Seven Sisters quilts.
Oh, that's so much fun.
It's so cute. I love to see it. So we know you've got those issues from way back or from super recently. And whatever you're making, whether it's old or new, we would love to see pictures of it. And you never know, you could end up in an issue.
That's right. I love to see those fabrics, those quilts redone in new fabrics or even in, you know, like I said, it's one of those UFOs that you bought the kit, you haven't touched it, you maybe started and it was intimidating, but now you've got a lot more skills and you can dive into it. And I love seeing how people have updated those patterns from the older issues especially. It's so much fun to see something really brought to modern.
Mm-hmm. I guess one other thing that kind of talking about surprise, I don't know, maybe a teaser is kind of like a surprise. Not really. But so we had so much fun the first 2 years of doing our quilt along that we are definitely doing this again. So in the April issue, you're going to have to stay tuned for it. The April issue, which comes out in early February. We are doing the third annual APQ Quilt Along.
Hooray!
Woohoo! And I guess I can share that, like last year, there is more than one quilt.
Yes.
I'm not going to share too many details about it, but it's some of them are super scrappy. Some of them are super easy. Some of them are more intermediate. So we've kind of got something for everybody.
We do.
People last year had such a great time doing the go for it challenge that we had.
And with the four-patch quilts.
Yeah, there were three different four-patch quilts that some awesome designers made for us. And we had so much fun with that. And we thought people, I think we had more participation because people could pick the one that kind of spoke to them.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I want to talk about briefly about a quilt along, I don't think people need to feel pressured that they have to make an entire quilt. That's what I've gotten like comments before, like, oh, I don't have time to make another quilt. Okay, you don't have to make a whole quilt, but just treat it as a way, explore whether you like a block or not. I mean, yep. I know a lot of us don't make test blocks. I didn't say that. it is a good way. I mean, even if I was just going to make one block of each of these quilts that all have the same theme that I'm not going to share with you right now, you could put those all together and make even a four-block wall hanging.
That's so. Right. That's right.
Anyway, I'm
or a coaster.
A coaster
or a, not a coaster, a pot holder.
That's
you
not
know what I mean. A coaster
really
for a
big coaster, the biggest mug rug you ever met. Anyway, I'm very excited about that quilt along, so I hope you will stay tuned. And I know that some people are still finishing. Still, that's nice. I've barely even started mine for this year. I have seen some recent versions of people who are finishing up last year's or the 2015 quilt along.
Yeah, there's no pressure. I mean, there's really no end date on a quilt along. So it may be that you're just looking for the right fabric still. And when you find the right things, you'll, you know, inspirational strike. Or it could be that you're saving up your scraps for that one we did last year that had so many different fabrics in it. So, you know, it's okay if you're still, if that quilt's still in your holding pattern, you can still go ahead and post it on the quilt along with the quilt along hashtag.
Yeah, because we've been using the same hashtag for the first 2 years. We're going to do the same thing for this year.
So even if it's from the first ever quilt along that we did, you know, you can still go back, and it's easy enough to identify which quilt and which quilt along it's from. So,
yeah.
And it's great inspiration, you know, as this has gone on now, you can see what other people have done. So it's a great fun way to, you know, maybe there's something up there that really will speak to you, even if that original quilt didn't. You can go back and tackle it now.
And so if you want to look at those, like from this year and last year, that's APQ Quilt Along is the hashtag.
Perfect.
For that.
Perfect. All right, we're going to take a little break, and I can't wait. The next segment, we're going to dive into the February issue, which is on sale tomorrow. So we'll be right back with you. Just stay tuned.
Choose from more than 100 of your favorite patterns from American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilts and More, and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. Once you've determined the block placement in a quilt, take a picture of the layout with your phone or digital camera. Look at the picture to make sure you still love the layout, as having a different perspective can sometimes make you see things you haven't before. Once your layout is final, refer to the image as you sew to ensure the blocks remain in their desired positions.
Hi, I'm Linda Augsburg. Join me in 2015 for a brand new video series called Show Me How, brought to you by Baby Lock. Each month, I'll show you how to complete a simple project from start to finish, learn new techniques, see tips, and sew a great project. Visit allpeoplequilt.com/videos to watch.
C
see what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
We're so excited to be back and talking more about the February issue of American Patchwork and Quilting now. Now that we've given you an overview for the year and what to expect, we're really going to dive into the pages. And I think the first big story of the year is our profile on Sherry McConnell.
So we apparently love Sherry McConnell. No, we love Sherry McConnell so much. Actually, I named the story the name of her blog. So it's called A Quilting Life. I think a lot of you probably are familiar with Sherry. She's been blogging for a long time on her blog, A Quilting Life. And now she's actually designing for Moda with her daughter, Chelsea. So yes, that's an exciting development for her. And I am lucky enough that I got to go to her house in Nevada and do the photo shoot.
I was a little jealous of that.
Yeah. So unsurprisingly, Sherry has an adorable sewing room that looks kind of just like her, and it's bright and happy and cheery, and she's got, you know, instead of just a whole wall of minis, she's got minis that go all around the top edge of her walls in her sewing room, which I adore.
What a great use of space.
Yeah.
Inspiration all the way to the ceiling.
So then we also got to explore all the different ways she used quilts in her home. And actually the funniest part for me was that she had an adorable laundry room. I'm like, did you put these up just for me? No, she says no. She has quilts in her laundry room. And they're all like kind of like 30s and 40s look fabrics, and they have little dresses on them.
The perfect thing to have in your laundry room.
Yeah. So that was adorable. I'm like,
yes,
it was.
I love it.
I don't think I've ever taken a picture in a laundry room.
In a laundry room. And yet, when you have a pretty laundry room, this is what we do.
Exactly. So, Sherry has a really fun mix, a very eclectic mix, I'm going to say, for her decorating. She has a lot of traditional pieces and antiques. Her husband's family owned a furniture store for a long time in Las Vegas. And so they have a lot of great pieces from them. And mm-hmm. so they mix pretty eclectically with her light and bright feel of her quilts. Sherry does use like a lot of white in mm-hmm. her quilts, I'm going to say. So it just lightens up the whole look. And it was really nice to see what a pleasant mix it could be with traditional furnishings and light and bright
those
fabrics.
Happy, yeah, those happy and quilts. Well, and I love that we were able to also show a picture of her first quilt. Well, her first quilt-along quilt for us.
Yeah.
Because I know that she does so much for quilt-alongs.
She does. Sherry's a great quilt-alonger. I don't think that's what you say. But she is known for participating, and I don't know if this woman sleeps because I cannot believe how many she participates in. We took a picture of a beautiful version, I think king-size version of a farmer's wife. Yeah, the farmer's wife sampler quilt that's on her bed, and it's amazing.
It's just gorgeous.
So she also gives some tips in there for participating in a quilt along, why you might want to participate, what you get out of it, things to remember before you do, and then even starting your own. Some tips about that. So very fun.
Then we talked a little bit. The issue also has some information about organizing. Now, we're going to wait on that. We're going to tease you with the fact that there's a story about organizing, but we're going to talk much more about that in a January podcast that we're going to do right around the first of the year. I think it's January 4th that it airs. So be sure to tune in that day. We'll talk much more about organizing and some tips we have and even how to find your organizing personality. So stay tuned.
So the first quilt in the issue is, it's a quilt called Plum Perfect. Might be one of my favorite names ever. as you may have guessed, there's a little plum color in this quilt.
There sure is.
It's a quilt from Kay Wright Handy, and she designed it for Animus Quilts, using Jackie Robinson's new collection for Benertex. I think it's A Mum for a Mum. It's just a great quilt utilizing some floral fabrics and doing some fussy cutting. So what I really liked about this quilt is that it has big spaces where they did fussy cutting. I can't remember if it's like 8 inches finished. And then there are small spaces where they did fussy cutting. So it's not that I have to have only one big overall print. I can isolate little bits of different size floral motifs for this quilt. So it just ends up making a beautiful bed quilt that's got a nice mitered border on it and lots of strip piecing and not a hard quilt.
I love that the fabric line has those stripes, those beautiful bold floral stripes, and we use them as the border. I know a lot of people see those in the store and love them, but they're intimidated about what to do with them. So being able to imagine them as the border and really show how that's going to look really makes it, you know, makes it easier to buy them, makes you more confident in buying them.
Well, and this one actually even has, there's like a big floral stripe, and then it's interspersed with little green scrolls. And so the designer actually took those little green scrolls, fussy cut those, and that's what the binding is.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So it's like you're not wasting. Yeah, you're not, it's not, you know, Jackie designed it so that you're actually going to use every part of that fabric.
She's
and
so
then,
smart.
Yeah, and then Kay went and actually did that, you know, and so it's not just a place to cut your stripes apart.
Right.
It's here's another little usable part. So
that is so smart on both of their parts. I love it when we have things that really utilize fabric to the best of the ability. There's something else fun about the mom quilt, isn't there?
Yeah, we actually we also did an optional size chart. And if you haven't seen how we kind of updated these recently, we've got a few more visuals, as I said a million years ago, that, you know, words, what is it? A photo?
Sometimes
is worth
a picture's worth a thousand words, yes.
There you go. So rather than just all text and dry gray looking, I put in some little diagrams that show, okay, this is how many of this unit you need. This is how many of this unit you need. This is how many blocks you need for all three different sizes. So I think
at a glance, it makes it so much easier to figure out. It absolutely does. And we still have, of course, the yardage that you'll need to make those sizes. So we know how much to buy. And then you just, as you're going through the instructions, okay, instead of making 18 of these, I need 36 of these or whatever the number might be. And it's just that easy. As you're going along, you just cut more.
So that's always fun to do. And again, a beautiful quilting diagram. And this also happens to be the quilted color option for this year. Handy Quilter has been doing quilted color options now for 3 years,
I think.
So they, we know you love options, so they take one of our color options and do an optional quilting for that. So this issue is just gorgeous. I encourage you to go along or go online to the redirect that it has in the issue and see the entire quilting diagram because it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah, really, the quilting diagram is almost artwork in and of itself.
Well, and you can see the circular effect that really is in the quilt when you go see the entire quilting diagram. So I would encourage you to go see that.
Well, I love how this quilting diagram, like you said, because they use circles in the quilting, really does change that very linear block and the appearance of it and gives it kind of a softness. So the next quilt in the issue is called, I love the name of this one, Swizzle Sticks. So, and it's just such a happy quilt.
It's very happy. Christine Barnes, who you may know from some of the books that she's written for C&T, she's got a great sense of color. And so she did this quilt for us. And she, when she first pitched it, she said, what if I could share some tips about combining solid fabrics with prints, because that's what this quilt does. It's kind of a contemporary looking quilt. Like I said, it's mostly solids, but then it's got a couple different prints in it. And so I said, well, of course I would love to have tips.
Exactly.
And so, yeah.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Yes.
So she sent me four different blocks that kind of talked about the different
The combinations and the balance and all of that. It's really...
Exactly. So, again, so we've got some great tips from her, but also illustrated with some really cool blocks. And it's just very easy quilt. And the reason why she called it Swizzle Sticks, the sections of the block are separated by these little teeny tiny, I think they're quarter inch finished, black and white strips. They're just a cute little separation.
Yeah, they add a really nice graphic element.
Yeah, and they're not
really
hard.
Do.
They're just little because she actually puts them on and then trims them off. So it's not like you have to be perfect with this little tiny, you know,
bit
of fabric. Yeah, so.
We also have a fun color option for that one, just in some fresh, springy colors. And we know that, you know, with winter coming, we all like to see some bright and happy
some
colors.
Some color, yeah. And actually, that collection's called Sassy.
I love that.
I love the name of that. The next quilt that we have in the issue is, I'm going to say right off the bat, this is advanced, and I'm not apologizing for that, but it's,
nope.
Some people have been asking for it. You know what? I want some harder quilt. Mm-hmm. So, okay, here is one. Debbie Roberts of the Quilted Moose, she's a great quilt sampler shop in Omaha area,
mm-hmm.
and she designed a quilt that's got kind of like star in a star blocks, and it's... looks like it's set in a zigzag thing on point, but it's actually put together with some setting square or setting triangles. But what she did, which is totally different, is that she actually used 16th inches for some of her measurements. So I know that just sounds crazy, but
it's a little intimidating
it is,
for some
but
people.
You know what?
But
these are small blocks, and I encourage you to try them out. They're not hard. With some of the great rulers out there right now, that, you know, mini is so hot. This is not mm-hmm. a mini quilt, but some of the tools that you use for making mini quilts are perfect for this.
Right.
So there's a ruler from Primitive Gatherings that we actually talk about in the issue.
That has sixteenths marked on
it. No, it's got eighths inches all the way across.
Okay.
So that's what is amazing about it. And it also is in both darks and lights. And so sometimes you have rulers that, you know, that have they'll give you just a little notch for the eighths. But this is marked all the way across. So you can just put it right in the middle.
So you can see what you're doing. I should say it makes sixteenths easier.
Yeah, easier. Yes.
They're not marked on there, but it's easier.
Yeah.
So
anyway, great quilt using a variety of Joe Morton, mostly Joe Morton prints, plus some batiks, of course, mixing those in with Joe Morton.
I love the way she combines those two things.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with more from the February 16 issue.
Looking for fresh, simple, and fun projects and ideas? Check out the current issue of Quilts and More magazine at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. To save time, Rotary cuts several layers of fabric at once. To prepare a stack for cutting, steam press one fabric, place the second fabric on top of it, and press again, repeating until you have stacked as many fabrics as you feel comfortable cutting at once. Ironing the fabrics together with steam helps them kind of cling to each other, resulting in more precise pieces.
Hi, I'm Linda Augsburg, executive editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and I'd like to invite you to join me in making pillowcases and creating smiles. For people who love to sew or quilt, it's so easy to lift spirits and bring smiles to hospitalized kids, homeless families, and others in need. Simply join American Patchwork and Quilting Magazine's 1 Million Pillowcase Challenge. Make one, two, or more pillowcases and donate them in your local community. You'll create just as many smiles. Join the movement today. Find complete details, download free patterns, and record your donations online at allpeoplequilt.com/million pillowcases.
Take an ultimate shop hop tour of 11 top quilt shops. You'll find them all in the current issue of Quilt Sampler, available now at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
We're so glad you joined us back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the February 2016 issue of American Patchwork and Quilting on newsstand tomorrow. So the next quilt in the issue is the quilt from Sherry McConnell.
It is. And again, as I mentioned earlier, she likes, you know, there's white, a solid white fabric with bright, really fun prints.
Mm-hmm.
And she, for this quilt called Fanfare, Sherry actually recreated a quilt that her great-great-grandmother had made. And it was a quilt that was just in terrible disrepair. No one actually wanted it because it was just, you know, all
it
had holes
sad.
In it.
Yeah.
It was very sad. We actually have a little picture
it
of
some
it
love.
In there, yeah. And so Sherry was just very excited that she could remake this in her, you know, fabrics of today. Mm-hmm. And she felt a special connection with that quilt and with her great-great-grandma and the people who taught her to sew and came before her. So
right.
We actually have some of that information in the magazine as well. So she picked a bajillion fabrics. Yeah. Okay, I'll say 75 different fabrics.
Which to me is a bajillion. Me, who is not scrappy, that's yeah. A bajillion.
Mostly Denise Schmidt, a bunch of her old lines older lines for Free Spirit, and mixed them all together and made what has, let's see, the common name for this block. It's got a couple of different names, but the Mohawk Trail or Path of Fans. I've seen it online called Baby Bunting, but that's not in our official
books.
Barbara Brackman book that we use as a
reference
to guide that. So anyway, it's a great block that uses a fan that's kind of split into three, and then you put 16 of those together to make just a really pretty kind of intricate looking block. That's not hard to do. And she uses freezer paper applique, so not hard to do at all.
Sure.
And she stitched them in place by hand. There's a curved edge, but you can also machine stitch that if you'd like.
Yep, and it's such a fresh looking quilt. Speaking of fresh-looking quilts, the latest addition to the issue from Amy Alice is a beautiful neutral quilt.
And we actually called it neutral or not, because it's just got these little hints of burgundy and yellow in it. And it's a lot of grays and muted tones, everything from a super dark gray to a very, very light gray. And that's all from her... let's see, is it Modern Neutrals? No, Chic Neutrals collection.
Chic Neutrals, yep.
But she put them together kind of in a color wash effect. Mm-hmm. So this is a block that I hadn't seen before, and it's a block that she paper pieced. It looks somewhat reminiscent of a bow tie, but it's kind of angular.
Like a fancy bow tie.
A fancy bow tie. Excellent. So great quilt from her. Not hard to do, but it's a good beginning to paper piecing, I think.
It really is. And you could make that any size. We have it as a bed size version, but you could certainly make it smaller for your skill set. You know, it doesn't have to be a bed size paper piece quilt. Fun to play with.
Exactly. And the color option to that is anything but
yes, so different.
It's super bright and colorful. So, Laura used a collection from Blank Quilting for that.
Next is our cover quilt. And we didn't even talk about the cover of the magazine, but if you're looking for the cover of the February issue of American Patchwork and Quilting, you will see on the cover a brilliantly colored quilt, shades of yellow to fuchsia, from green to blue, and it's so bright and welcoming and fun.
So basically you're looking for a rainbow on
yes.
the cover. It's not the shape of a rainbow, but so we called this quilt Rainbow Connection, and it is from Marsha Harmoning of Happy Stash Quilts. I love this quilt because I'm in love with ombre fabrics, mm-hmm. and this gave me an idea of what to do with them. No matter if I have these same ombres, which I do have some of these, or ombres that just go from like light to dark in one color. This quilt is made from three fabrics. I mean, it's ridiculous. This rainbow-looking quilt is made from three fabrics. And that's what it is from. It's from these ombres from Maywood Studio. And they're just awesome. So what I like is that she cut things to make this. It's all strip pieced.
Mm-hmm.
But you cut everything pretty much lengthwise. So you could do this with lots of different types of ombres and get different effects.
Right.
So we do have a little bit of info about ombre prints and showing how they are, because some go from selvage to selvage.
Light to dark.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then some go from...
from color to color as they fade across, or they go from, say, in the case of these ombres, they go from fuchsia at the two selvages to yellow at the middle.
At the middle, yeah.
You're actually going from one color into a whole different color family and then back.
So
it's a fun, and we give really clear instructions on how to use those fabrics correctly so that you can get this same look if you really want to make this exact version, and you can even order a kit for
it. Of course. And she, Marsha, actually saved the leftover fabrics from this because you cut them, like I said, lengthwise. So she saved the colors that she didn't use for the front and pieced them together with white for just a really pretty quilt back. So you can see a peek of that, a little sneak peek of him in the photo. We kind of folded back a corner so you could see that. So
I love that. And it's not a hard block to make.
No, not at all. So it's kind of a modified log cabin. Looks kind of like a quarter of a log cabin block.
Yep, or like a half log cabin. Yep, I love those. They go together so fast.
Yep. The next quilt we have in the issue is, it's called Ageless Beauty. And this is from Tara Lynn Basedon of So Unique Creations. And this is actually an antique quilt that she has in her collection. It's just a small quilt made of Lemoyne Star blocks, but it is so... Okay, I hate the word precious, but I'm going to say precious.
It really is. It is precious.
It's just... It's in good condition, but you can tell just how much it has just kind of
comforted
worn
people.
Over time. It's just very pretty. It's got a great, I guess I would call that double pink, as the sashing for the Lemoyne Star blocks. And what is really fun, if you know a Lemoyne Star block, you know that it's made of, you know, it's like there's a star with all the set in squares and triangles on the edge. And so this quilt maker, the unknown quilt maker who made this, really played with value and also just, you know, a lot of make do things for this quilt. So,
and threw in a couple of blocks that really, the way she colorationed them, really changed the whole structure of the way the block looks.
Yeah, to me, there's one that looks like a, let's say, there's one that looks like a pinwheel. There's one that looks like more of a cross. There's, you know, other ones that are strictly made of three fabrics. There are, and then there's another one that looks like a butterfly.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that she, you know, she just figured out ways to make those blocks look different, even though it's the exact same construction.
Yep. And Tara actually recommends hand piecing this block.
Okay.
And I would agree. It's a great block to do that. She's got some good tips for how she presses in order to make her seams kind of swirl.
Swirl in the center.
Yeah, swirl at the center. And just some ideas of what she likes to use to mark the matching points and things like that. So.
Yeah, that's great. Those tips are going to be so helpful as you're hand piecing, especially if you're new to hand piecing or just, you know, because this block is a little more unusual maybe than the last thing you hand pieced.
Yep.
Now there's a fun, this quilt just seems like nothing else in the issue. It's, I love all the polka dots. So we've got a quilt called Dotted Swiss.
And this is from Jill Finley of Jalili Studio. And she called it Dotted Swiss for like a million reasons, actually.
But it's the perfect name.
Yeah, there are polka dots in this. Let me back up. I guess if you know Jill, you know that she really likes combining piecing and applique. So this is exactly the kind of quilt that she loves to make. And it's got... So blocks that are pieced and then lots of little polka dot and flower appliques on it, then a polka dot print for one of the borders, and then the outer border on this, you're just going to have to wait to see because it looks like eyelet, but it's got more dots on it. I don't know. I'm in love with the outer border of this thing.
Yep.
But another special thing, well, wait, let me go back to why she called it Dotted Swiss. So... She thought it had the look kind of folk art that was Swiss. She also, because there's a lot of black with some brighter colors in it, more kind of pure, true red, green, and yellow and blue.
Yeah, very clear colors.
Yeah, and it actually uses one of her fabric collections that has some writing on it. And that writing is from a letter that I believe her grandmother had written to her mother when her mom was in, I think, America, and her grandma was back in Switzerland.
Okay.
So anyway, I may be making up part of that, but I...
But that seems to be what you remember.
Yeah, seems like a great story. But and I guess on a more serious note, so Jill made most of this quilt while she was going through treatment. She was going through her chemo treatments, so for breast cancer, and she is doing great, by the way.
Which we're thrilled about.
But she was so excited. when she finished this, she just offered it right up to us. And I said, of course I want to run it, not only for, you know, that wonderful, wonderful story, but it's just a fabulous quilt. And we love Jill.
So. Yep. And we love that, you know, this is something that really helped her through those treatments and worked through, you know, a crazy time for her. And so it's nice.
And I think you can feel some of the joy and comfort maybe coming through that quilt.
Yep.
Yep. And so Jill also does freezer paper applique, and so we've got her tips and the specific tools that she likes to use for that. Those are all in there.
And then there's one more quilt in the issue, and we all keep joking about what do we see? You never have something where you see one thing in a design and somebody sees something else totally different. But this quilt is called Big Impact.
And there are big, bold flowers in this quilt. One block looks like a flower. But the other block, I totally think, looks like dragonflies.
And I think it looks like a flower.
Yeah. So.
And then when you look at the whole block, I see other things. When you get the whole quilt together, you get, you know,
it's a two-block quilt.
Mm-hmm, you get a different layout, so that I'm not really sure what I'm seeing. But.
Yeah. So let me know what you see, because I totally think it's going to be dragonflies. But, and that's
well,
by
now we've pointed, you know. Oh, giving them the two ideas.
I know,
so.
They can vote for me. So that quilt is made by Ava Shire of Joined at the Hip. So it's an awesome quilt using a new Clothricks collection.
Fun and colorful. And then, of course, the color option for that has a whole different spin of color, and I love it too.
Because Laura Benke, our quilt tester, also saw dragonflies when she was making this. So her color option uses, I think it's the Eden collection by Tula Pink for Free Spirit. And the print itself has, not dragonflies, but it has butterflies and, you know, things in it.
Other nature things.
Yes, other nature, botanical deals.
There we go.
So that is our awesome issue that will be out tomorrow.
And of course, like we said, the rainbow cover or the rainbow quilt is on the cover. And then the big cover line says organize your space. And we're going to talk more about organizing your space and finding out your organizing personality when we get to guest host in early January for Pat. So meanwhile, pick up the issue. Let us know what you think and enjoy. Of course, Pat will be back with us next week. So have a great day, and be sure to look for that next issue of American Patchwork and Quilting on newsstands tomorrow.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.